Item number three is a subdivision and rezoning for 62 to 68 Juno Street under file DASZ 40 of 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item four is a variance for 62 to 68 Juno Street under file DAB 101741 of 2010D.
Is the applicant present? If you are, sit, go to the front there and state your name and address.
Sure. Record.
George Bohemian. My address is 201-475 Provence Boulevard.
Thank you. Well, you have 10 minutes.
What's that?
You have 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. We're just looking at putting a four-story building on the corner of Juno and McDermott. We need a variance for that. We have, we believe our lot is 24,000 square feet. We are going to be putting 24 condominium units.
Go ahead. I was just asking the clerk if you had filled out the one of these forms, but she said she has your address, so proceed.
Okay, thank you very much. We have contemplated putting our parking lot on the main floor and three stories of condominiums on top. We have, I believe, 29 parking stalls. I could be able to verify that. We got 28 parking stalls for 24 units. And we've got 28 units, and we're looking for access off of Montgomery. We're within a block away from a bus, which is on the corner of Isabel. And I think we run into a little situation.
You can sit down if you want.
Actually, I'm fine standing up, but part of the situation was I think putting two suites on the main floor or in the parking garage. And that's a very... I think the word is it's going to be expensive to do that to begin with. Two, it'll obstruct the parking. We won't have the parking, the required parking that we need. And we did it for a specific reason. One, that the residents, whoever would be purchasing the condominiums, would be above grade. We did that same project on Uville and St. Boniface, very similar project. We're hoping to replicate it. The upstairs, I think when I spoke to the planner, Mr. Roney, that would be yesterday, I think we spoke. There was a recommendation to, in terms of the variance, to have it offset, I guess, as opposed to 7 feet, 14 feet. And we feel on this, because of the two buildings in the south, they're two older houses. It'll never be the same type of buildings going up there because they're dated units, probably from the 30s, I'm imagining. And they're just older buildings. They're not derelict, but they are older buildings. And if you have any questions, I'm...
Councilor Patrick, have any questions?
What's your price point?
A couple hundred. A condominiums.
A couple hundred. 200,000 plus.
Plus, minus, depending on the size I have. But in general, that's what we're looking at.
When are you looking to start construction?
Probably the next thing would be to satisfy the bank after we satisfy the city, the council here. Hopefully before the fall.
That's all for now.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who is in support of this application? See, there's a number of people registered here that are for information purposes only, and I'll call them.
May we just ask if there's anyone here that wishes to register in opposition?
I don't think so. Does anyone want to oppose this?
Well, we need more information on it.
I'll be calling your name. Okay, so those who have registered here for information, Fred Curry.
Mr. Chairman,
you want to come to the front?
Yes, I
have. Give your name and address for the record.
My name is Fred Curry.
You want me to move inside?
Yeah.
Yes. Fred, move there because the microphone has to pick up your voice.
Well, it'll pick up my voice. Mr. Chairman, my name is Fred Curry. I live at 997 Dorchester. I'm a member of the Resident Association in the neighborhood. And you feel free, you can ask Councillor Pagdacan a question, but feel free to ask me to step down if you want. The matter I would address is a procedural matter having to do with applications of this sort. It would not affect the particular application in question. Councillor Pagdacan, I believe you're still chair of the City's Housing Committee? You would have heard representations on something called inclusionary zoning. This would be a perfect kind of application, subsequent applications of this kind, a perfect kind of application for inclusionary zoning. Right now, the city does not have the power to do this kind of zoning, so it would require an amendment of the charter. But inclusionary zoning probably began in Toronto when the applications there used to be appealable to the municipal board. It used to delay condo applications and townhouse applications downtown for months, which runs up a tremendous amount of cost, as the applicant is well aware. And so what would happen is the resident associations in neighborhoods where townhouse and condo developments were being proposed that were taking up space that was used by low-density, low-income housing would appeal to the municipal board to have additional units included in the proposal for low-income housing or nonprofit housing. And because of the delay and the cost, there's a public benefit not to having that kind of delay, but there's also a public benefit to having that kind of housing. I'm pretty sure it would have been the province of Ontario amended the Municipal Act as it applies to the City of Toronto to allow them to incorporate something called inclusionary zoning, which means that a zoning meeting like this, if the community committee hearing it was so inclined, you could ask people to the developer to incorporate some of these low-income units into the design. And I think there might even be bonuses for that kind of housing. There certainly are in the PDO for this particular area to the east of Isabel. I'm not sure if there are any for the area west of Isabel. But again, this is not relevant for your particular application. This is something that this committee might want to entertain. I'm quite prepared to come to a subsequent meeting and suggest a motion. But this area does need more housing, and it certainly needs the kind of condominiums that are being proposed, I'm sure, will be an excellent addition to the neighborhood. I think they're going to find out a few things about the area that they don't know right now. Certainly there is a need for more housing for people of lower income. And this would be a wonderful opportunity in the future if applications of this came forward where low-income or not-for-profit housing could be incorporated. But as I said before, Mr. Chairman, this would require a motion to amend the charter for the city.
That's the provincial government has to do it.
Yes, they would. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Fred,
hope
thank
I
you.
Didn't waste your time.
Thank you.
I only used 2.5 minutes.
Oh, any time. Be free to speak. The next is Ken Both and Sandra Bast. Would you like to speak?
I'd like to get some information.
Well, go up to the front. Give your name and address. Be free to ask the applicant. You can ask our administration also.
I'm Ken Wolf. I live at 58 Juno. We actually have no idea what this structure looks like, what they're going to do. We're the house immediately adjoining the property. The house is 104 years old. She's got a stone foundation. Our concern isn't about what you're doing, but how they're doing it and who's going to take responsibility for securing the property on that side of the house once they start construction. Their buildings are within inches and feet of my home. The building's 2 feet off my kitchen, 1 foot off my garage, off the whole property. My neighbors don't know anything about what's going on. So we just want to know or see something, pictures or what's going on, so I can let them know what's going on. Because we know nothing.
Yeah. Well, we have pictures here.
Yeah. these are just regular condominiums for sale then?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be owner-occupied, right?
Yes, they will.
See, we're not objecting to putting it there. We think it's a great idea to have new housing in the area. If you actually, and we live there, so we know there's a lot of vacant area that it needs to be brought up, new buildings brought up and everything. Mm-hmm. Our concern is just how, like our house is 100 years old, and who do we talk to about our concerns?
Yeah. Is there going to be a back lane or...
Because
it's shut up. There is no throughfare there.
Sandra, direct it to our administration.
Is there going to be a throughfare in the back lane because it stops?
No, there's no back lane proposed.
There isn't.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, the back lane that's there that it ends.
Ends, right.
No, the land is going to be as it is, except that 62 and 68 Juno would become one property,
mm-hmm.
okay.
and redeveloped. And there's permits for demolition and construction. They require that neighboring properties don't get damaged in the process. I ran out of cards, but I can give you my email and phone number,
okay.
and I can follow up on that. I'll get that to you after.
Okay. We just have some questions about the whole. Because once the building goes down, who's going to secure that line of the property until whoever's putting up the new fence for my pets? See, they need their room to play in too. I mean, it's going to be a long process putting this up. So, I got to take care of my puppy dogs.
Is that okay? Can you have that?
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to show my neighbors this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes. Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next, Catherine Collins. Okay, Catherine, thank you. And Sherry,
I'm
right this time, right?
Yeah,
you got it. You're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Thank you. Okay, so.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I thought the clerk had added also my name to the list on that one. If I may quickly address this.
Sure, come on down.
Yeah.
You just stick your name up here anyways.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Alan Wise. I'm the Executive Director of Central Neighborhoods Development Corporation. Councillor Paktikan and I think the planner, Mr. Doney, are well aware of our existence, so it would be actually helpful that we are made aware of plans of such so we can actually communicate it to the community well in advance. So. Neighbors are not, surprised by things. On the record, we have nothing against the development. I think, we need more of such kind, of this type of development there as long as they, meet the requirements of the secondary plan. And that's about it. So I'm just going to give my cards to, folks here. And on that, that's about it, Mr. Chair.
That's it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hold okay, the applicant, would you please come forth? The applicant, come to the front here. Okay, you heard some of the comments made here. People are seeking some information.
Yeah.
There was a couple that were here. You heard what they had to say.
Yep.
And you give them the copy of the blueprints, what the building's going to look like.
Yep. Building look like, layouts for the suites, parking.
Okay.
What's going here has got them all.
To the applicant. Would you be willing to give your name and your phone number to whoever is here so if they
sure.
need some more information, they could phone you at any time?
Yeah, you all card.
Okay, good.
No problem.
Good. Councilor Patrick, you have a question?
Yeah, just a real quick thing, Mr. Rohini. I think what you're trying to do is good. It's a good idea with respect to this housing. Would you be okay with having an open house in the community?
With having, I'm sorry?
An open house in the community so that any interested parties could come out and then we could deal with this matter next month?
It has to be. It has to be. I mean,
that throw a kink in your plans at all?
It is. If there's people who would like to see it.
I think that it's in this neighborhood it's a lot of potential in this neighborhood and at the same time there's also a need for housing, and mm-hmm. I think your price point is pretty reasonable. And like you said, it's the first time some residents are coming out here. They're not sure what's going on. I think this just allows you an opportunity to get everybody on side, or most of the folks on side. From what I see, it looks like a really good project. It looks like it's getting support from the City of Winnipeg. So I just would like to see if you could perhaps have an open house or work with the CNDC. And
work with who, I'm sorry?
The Central Neighborhoods Development
Corporation. Yeah, that's the part I just got.
Yeah. And then we can adjourn this matter to come back in our May 11th meeting. So it's less than a month away.
Yep, that's fine. Okay. No problem.
Mr. Chair, that's it. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay, Councillor?
Okay, Mr. Chairman.